بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Besides defending geographical borders, martyrs defend religious, spiritual, and cultural borders.
This is part of the speech delivered on November 21st, 2021 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the officials in charge of conducting the Martyrs of Ilam commemoration ceremony.
فشار دشمن و فشار جنگ نتوانسته از بروز استعدادهای این مردم چیزی کم کنه. خیلی مهم.
The pressures brought by the enemy and the war could not stop the people of this province from showing their talents. This is very important. People like the dear martyr, Martyr Rezai Nejad, have a high spiritual status as well as a scientific status. The reason for their high spiritual status is the fact that they were martyred, because martyrdom is not achieved easily. Martyrdom and obtaining this rank requires the existence of certain prerequisites in the nature and actions of individuals. Without these prerequisites, martyrdom is not granted to anyone. That young scientist possessed that high spiritual status, and that was why he was martyred. Otherwise, one will not become a martyr without these qualities.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
یک نکته مهم این است که خب گفته میشه که 3000 اندی شهید استان ایلام تقدیم کرده و استانهای دیگه هم هر کدوم به فراخور جمعیت و وضعیت خودشون شهدای زیادی رو تقدیم کردند. مفهوم شهادت رو بایستی ما درست درک کنیم.
An important point is that the province of Ilam has given over 3000 martyrs. Other provinces too have each given many martyrs in proportion with their population and their situation. We should understand the concept of martyrdom correctly, because martyrdom does not mean merely being a victim of the war. Well, there are many people who participate in wars and who are killed in their country's wars. Many of them are killed in defending the geographical borders of their country and remembered as patriots and heroes. Of course, some are mercenaries, but the rest are remembered, as I've said. However, our martyrs are not like this. Those of our soldiers who were martyred or disabled were not just trying to defend the geographical borders of the country. They were also struggling to defend the borders of belief, morality, religion, culture, and the spiritual borders. Of course, defending the borders of the country is a valuable act in and of itself. This has value, but it is not as important as both fighting for those important concepts and defending the borders of the country. Our martyrs are like this. If we want to look at this at a higher level, our martyrs are, in fact, the manifestation of this verse. Indeed, Allah has bought from the faithful their souls and their possessions for paradise to be theirs. The Holy Quran, Surah 9, verse 111.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me, to me.